Maybe you've tried different apps or devices to help you relax and unwind, but have you tried Gravity? Gravity is a weighted blanket engineered to help naturally reduce stress and increase relaxation, and after raising nearly $5 million on Kickstarter, maybe you should give it a try. Engineered to be 7 to 12% of your body weight, the experience of being under gravity relaxes the nervous system by simulating the feeling of being held or hugged, which can result in an increase in serotonin and melatonin levels and a decrease in cortisol levels, all without ever having to fill a prescription, making it a safe and natural approach. Gravity is a science-based solution that hacks the body's natural responses to create the perfect environment for deep, restorative rest. Just imagine listening to the podcast while under a gravity blanket. Visit gravityblankets.com and use promo code PODCASTPROMO at checkout for 15% off your gravity blanket. That's gravityblankets.com, code PODCASTPROMO, spelled all together, for 15% off your order.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. This episode will be doing part two of Double Rainbow. Now, if you missed part one, or you have no idea what I'm talking about, I did an episode, at this point, I think it was a few weeks ago, called Double Rainbow, in which we look at different colors, and I give you my opinion of what they look like, and some of you actually took the time to listen to the episode and then re-listen and then check out some of the colors I was talking about and seeing for yourself what they look like. And really interesting, you know, to hear people's feedback on what different colors look like to them. And you know, apparently it was well received, so I was asked to do a part two, and I do the show for you guys, so I said, why not go ahead and do that? So today I'm on Wikipedia, and I'll be looking at colors, at least with the letter C, maybe C and D, depending on time. But let's just jump right into it. So, well, just to refresh your memory, we ended on the letter B with colors, and the last color we mentioned was Byzantium, which is a deep purple. So the first color that we're looking at today is Cadet, which is a dark blue. It's kind of like a grayish blue. Imagine you have a got my explanation skills are not very good. It kind of looks like a dark turquoise, maybe, that's been splashed with a little bit of dirt. That's the way I'll describe it. Let's move along. Then we have Cadet Blue, which is sort of like a dark turquoise, I guess. And then we have Cadet Blue, parentheses Crayola, which is more of a powder blue, I think, is the color that I'm thinking of when I see that. I don't know. I'm off to a bad start. These colors are hard to describe. And then we have Cadet Gray. Okay. Kind of looks like a, you know, like Cadet Blue with a splash of gray. There you go. Then we get into this whole list of cadmium colors. We have cadmium green, which is like a forest green. Cadmium orange, which is maybe slightly darker than what you would consider to be like a creamsicle orange color, which reminds me of those really delicious creamsicle ice creams that like the ice cream truck would go around with back in the day. I haven't seen an ice cream truck in a while. Interestingly enough, after cadmium orange, we have cadmium purple. On my screen, it doesn't look like purple. On my screen, it looks like a cardinal red or a dark red. Check that one out and see what you see. I see cadmium purple looks like a dark red to me on my screen. Then we have cadmium red, which looks like a standard red. Cadmium yellow, which looks like that ugly yellow color that, you know, kids like to draw everything with. Almost like a highlighter yellow. Not really. That's a bad explanation. It's just, you know, it's kind of It's like a meh yellow. Then we have cadmium violet, which looks like maybe like the Los Angeles Lakers purple, sort of. Then we have café au lait, which is a light brownish color. Is it the shade of brown that your coffee looks like when you pour in a little bit of milk? Not really. Not to me. Right after that, we have café noir, which is a dark brown, I guess. Then we have Cal Poly Pomona Green, which I'm assuming is a post-secondary institution. And that's like their trademarked green. Any listener that goes to Cal Poly Pomona, can someone let me know if that's, what you study there? I'd like to know that. And how you feel about your green, your shade of green that apparently you guys have trademarked and is yours. Then we have Calamansi, which is a like a cream peach yellowish color, followed by Cambridge Blue. This looks gray. Followed by Camel, which looks like like those old cars that have that ugly, brownish tone, like on the seats. I don't know what the material is. It's obviously not leather. It's a different material. But they look just kind of like dated. That's the color that Camel looks like to me. Cameo Pink. I don't know. Deep pink. Deep pink, I guess, is what I would call it. Followed by Camouflage Green, which on my screen looks more gray than green, but I guess it's the camouflage part. Then Canary, which is kind of a nice soft yellow, I'll call it. It's an obnoxious yellow. But funny enough, right after Canary, we have Canary Yellow, which is a very obnoxious, loud yellow. You know, Canary is like, it's like that one neighbor that's just there, never bothersome, always keeps her yard really nicely done. And then Canary Yellow is the annoying neighbor on the other side. That's got like a couple beer cans like on their lawn. I don't know where I'm getting these analogies from, but just look at them. Canary's nice, subdued. Canary Yellow is obnoxious and loud. I mean, not that there's anything wrong being obnoxious and loud, but these are the things that just pop in my head. Let's move along. Candy Apple Red, which is a really nice little bright red color. Candy Pink. Capri. I don't know if it's Capri or Capri. Kind of like a, I don't know, turquoise. I say turquoise for everything, so I'll stop. Next is Caput Mortuum. Caput Mortuum. What do you think that color looks like? It's spelled C-A-P-U-T space M-O-R-T-U-U-M. It is a, on my screen, it looks like a very dark, like violet, like brownish violet color. It's interesting. I wonder, well, maybe if I click on the color, it'll give me a background on the name. Let me quickly do that. Well, when I click here on Caput Mortuum, on the Wikipedia page, it says, Caput Mortuum is a Latin term whose literal meaning is dead head or worthless remains. Used in alchemy and also as the name of a pigment. Wow, that is very morbid. Gross. All right, let's go stay away from that one. It's kind of a dark little tail of that color. Let's move on to caramel. It doesn't look like caramel to me. It looks like peach. It looks like, when you buy oatmeal, that's like a peaches and cream flavor. And so they want to color code the box to the flavor. That's what caramel looks like to me. It looks like that peach flavor. They try to get into your head that, like, yeah, this is a natural product, or you know, every time you see this color, think about our oatmeal. I'm saying this because I bought oatmeal the other day. That's peaches and creams, Quaker oats. And like that's kind of the color I see on the outside of the box. How am I doing so far? After caramel, we have cardinal, self-explanatory. Then we have Caribbean green, which is a really nice, I really like that color, Caribbean green. It's like a sea green, turquoise, aqua. How many more colors can I just mix together? It's like a really nice, you know, blue-green, sea greenish color. Then we have carmine. Carmine, parentheses M and P, which I'm going to quickly click on that and see what the M and P stands for, or if there's any history there. Let's see here. Yeah, it's just giving me a whole list of different carmines. Who comes up with this stuff? Anyway, let's move along. This whole carmine, you have carmine, carmine MNP, as I mentioned, carmine pink, and carmine red. They're all, you know, different shades of red. Then we have carnation pink, which is just a lovely little, it's what you think it is. It's a lovely little pink color. Then carnelian. Almost like Cornelius. Then Carolina Blue, which maybe has something to do with the University of North Carolina. Carolina Blue, referred to as Tar Heel Blue, is a shade of blue used as one of the official school colors of the University of North Carolina. Nailed it. Then we have Carrot Orange, which is kind of like an ugly little color in my opinion. Then we have Castleton Green. Catalina Blue. It's a Catalina wine mixer. Then we have Catawba. Catawba. Which is a... I'm going to describe it as a... dark... purplish... color. Then we have Cedar Chest... right after, sorry for all the clicking, I'm trying to scroll down here. Cedar Chest, Seal, Celadon, gorgeous color. Really nice color. I have a shirt that I think is that exact shade of green. Let me know if you like it, Celadon. Then we have Celadon Blue, Celadon Green, Celeste, Celestial Blue, Celtic Blue, maybe Celtic Blue, Celtic Blue, Celtic Blue, who knows. Then we have Cerise and Cerise Pink, two nice colors there. Then we have Cerulean and Cerulean Blue. We have Cetacean Blue, Catassian Blue, which is just like a really dark navy blue. Cerulean Frost, Cerulean, parentheses Crayola. I don't quite know what that means. So does Crayola just take a color and then they alter them and they go, no, it's fine. We're going to continue calling it Cerulean, even though it, I mean, to be honest, Cerulean and Cerulean Crayola don't look alike. But the color after, which is CG Blue, looks, at least to my eye, more like Cerulean. So why not call CG Blue? I don't get that. CG Red comes after. Then we have Chamoisi. Chamoisee. Which is brown. I'll save you the time, it's just brown. Then we have champagne, which is a little lighter than I thought. Champagne for me is more of like a goldish color, and what I see here is more like a sand, light pink color. But then we have champagne pink, which looks like a pink sand color as well. Then we have charcoal. Then we have Charleston green, not to be confused with Castleton green. Charleston green is a much deeper, it almost looks black, to be honest, on my screen right now. But I'm sitting a little far away from the computer. Then we have charm, just a charming little pink color. And we have charm pink. Then we have chartreuse, parentheses traditional, which yeah, it's kind of like an annoying yellow color. For me, I say it's annoying. What I mean by annoying is it's not easy on the eyes. It's not, you know, like I can't really see a scenario in which I'm reaching for that color for anything in my life. And then interestingly enough, you have chartreuse, parentheses web, which is green. You should check this out, which is weird. You know, you have the same color. One of them, I guess, is the traditional depiction of the color. But then there's a web version, which is not even close. I mean, one is yellow and one is green. After that, we have cheese, which if I tell you cheese, think about what color you think that would look like. Would you be surprised if cheese is orange and not, say, yellow? Because on my screen, it comes out as an orange color. I mean, no one's going to convince me that that's yellow. Then we have cherry, which is not as deep red as I would assume the color cherry to look or be like. Then we have cherry blossom pink, chestnut, China pink, China rose, Chinese black, Chinese blue, Chinese bronze, Chinese brown, Chinese green, Chinese gold, which is actually very nice gold, Chinese orange, Chinese pink, Chinese purple, Chinese red. Chinese red again. And no parentheses this time. Typically, it's Chinese red. You know, it's color, parentheses, traditional. Color, parentheses, Crayola. No. They just claim, I mean, I guess the Chinese color committee, or whoever's doing these official marks of colors, it's Chinese red and Chinese red. No need to give further explanation. And they're different shades of reds, obviously. We have Chinese silver, Chinese violet, Chinese white, Chinese yellow. And that concludes all the Chinese, I don't want to say Chinese colors. That's definitely not the right way to say it. It's all the colors that have Chinese before the actual color, which I'm not sure what that's about, but obviously, there's a bunch, as I just read. And then we're introduced to chlorophyll green, which looks like, what was the color of the other episode that I kept on talking about? Because it was just ridiculous the way it looked and the name it had. it was alien armpit. So chlorophyll green looks like alien armpit, based on what I remember alien armpit to look like. If you didn't listen to part one, there's a color that is alien armpit, which I think that's the name, right? Alien armpit. And it's just an ugly little color. Then we have chocolate brown, chocolate cosmos, chocolate kisses, which is kind of like chocolate brown is what I would expect chocolate kisses to be. Chocolate kisses is not quite what I expected. We have chocolate traditional, parentheses traditional, and then chocolate, parentheses web. Chocolate web looks more like if there was a color like Reese's, that's kind of what I would expect that color to look more like. Then we have chrome yellow, cinereus, cinnabar, cinnamon, cinnamon satin, ooh, which is like purple, pink, citron brown, citron, claret, classic rose, which is not red, it's pink, cobalt blue, which is just as blue as you would expect, cocoa brown, coconut, coffee, cola, Columbia blue, conditioner, which conditioner looks like a sand, like a light sand, off-white kind of color, Congo pink, which is a beautiful shade of pink. It's like a, I don't know, a subdued pink. I don't know. I keep on trying to describe all these colors and I'm just failing. But it's like a really nice palette I'm looking at here. Congo pink, cool black, and cool gray. Like, just like gorgeous, like little palette. Like, I should make a logo with those colors. Really, really nice looking little colors. Cool black is more like a navy blue, and cool gray is like a metallic blue. Then we have cookies and cream, which now makes me crave cookies and cream ice cream, which I have in the fridge, but I'm going to resist for now, despite the temptation. Then we have copper parentheses Crayola, which once again does not look like copper, the one that I'm seeing on the screen. It's like Crayola takes a lot of, I guess, liberty with their adaptations of these colors. Then we have copper penny, copper red, copper rose, which to me, copper penny and copper rose look almost identical. Then we have a very interesting color, which I'm not sure how to pronounce. It's COQUELICOT. Coquelisot. I don't know what's. I'm not sure what the original language is. Maybe French. Anyway, it's red. Then we have coral pink, coral red, and coral reef. All those are as lovely as you would expect. Then we have cordovan, cornel red, which I suppose has something to do with the institution, university. Cornflower blue, cornflower, corn silk, cosmic cobalt, cosmic latte, which, corn silk and cosmic latte to me look almost indistinguishable on my screen. Coyote brown, or coyote brown, depending on how you say coyote or coyote, wherever you're from. I find that Canadians typically say coyote, and I'm going to say Americans say coyote. I mean, I don't know if it's all Americans, but I learned it as coyote. Cotton candy, cream, crimson, crimson glory, crimson red, which is probably from the University of Alabama, crystal blue, cultured, which is a, it looks like white, you know, if I'm being honest, it looks like white, cyan, that obnoxious color that your printer requires that you insert the toner for, even though you never, you know, to someone who doesn't know the ins and outs of how printing exactly works, I don't know why my printer always requires me to put in that damn color, even though I never print anything with blue. All I need is black, but whatever. Maybe that's a rant I'll do one day. Cyan Azure. Cyan Blue Azure. Cyan Cobalt Blue. Sorry, my voice came out there. Blue. Cyan Cornflower Blue. And then they just put cyan, parentheses, process. What is that? It's a process. It's in the process of doing some. What a great name coming up. Cyber Grape. How wonderful is that? Cyber Grape. And it is a lovely dark purple. Deep purple, maybe. Do, do, do. Cyber Yellow. Cyclamen. Daffodil. Dandelion. Parentheses, Crayola. Which, once again, does not look like the dandelion from Wikipedia. You know. Dark blue. Dark blue gray. By the way, we're in the D's. Congratulations. Daffodil was the first one in the D. I didn't notice until right now. Where are we by now? Dark brown. Then we have dark brown. Dark brown Tangelo. Dark Byzantium. Dark candy apple red. Dark cerulean. Dark chestnut. Oh no, dark char. Did I say dark charcoal? Dark charcoal, dark chestnut, dark chocolate. Then we have dark chocolate, parentheses, Hershey's. God, I'm like, now, all these names. Now, the dark chocolate, and this, it makes me want ice cream and chocolate. Dark cornflower blue. Dark coral. Dark cyan. Dark electric blue. Dark gold. Dark goldenrod, which looks more like what I would expect dark gold to look like. Dark gold to me looks like dark copper or something. I don't know, like dark brown. Dark gray, which doesn't look that dark to me. Scroll down over here. Dark green. Then we have dark green, parentheses, X11. Dark gunmetal. Dark imperial blue. We have two dark imperial blues, which sort of look similar, but not really. So I'm not sure why there's a discrepancy between the dark imperial blues. I'm not sure why there are two dark imperial blues. Dark jungle green. Dark khaki. Dark lava. Which looks like brown, blackish, instead of red. Which is what I would imagine. Dark lavender. Dark lemon lime. Then we have dark liver. And then we have dark liver, parentheses, horses. No idea what that is about. Dark magenta. Dark medium gray. Dark midnight blue. Dark moss green. Dark olive green. Dark orange. Dark orchid. Dark pastel blue. Dark pastel green. Dark pastel purple. Dark pastel red. Dark pink. Dark powder blue. Dark puce. P-U-C-E. Pooch. PC. Dark Peace. I'm not even trying to make fun of it. I genuinely have... I'm just not sure how to say it. Dark Purple. Dark Raspberry. Dark Red. Dark Salmon. We have a whole lot more darks coming along, so... stick with me. Dark Scarlet. Dark Sea Green. Dark Sienna. Dark Silver. Dark Sky Blue. Dark Slate Blue. Dark Slate Gray. Dark Spring Green. Dark Tan. Dark Tangerine. Dark Terracotta. Terracotta. Dark Turquoise. Dark Vanilla. Dark Violet. Dark Yellow, which is not a nice shade. It looks like green. Dartmouth Green. Davies Gray. Debian Red. Deep Amethyst. Amethyst. Deep Aquamarine. Deep Carmine. Deep Carmine Pink. Deep Carrot Orange. Deep Cerise. Deep Champagne. Deep Chestnut. Deep Coffee. Deep Dumpling. Which makes me want dumplings. Oh god, I'm always thinking about food. I need to stop. Deep Fuchsia. Deep Green. Deep Green Cyan Turquoise. Pick a color there, will ya? It's Deep Green Cyan Turquoise. It's like, let me just grab at everything. Deep Jungle Green. Deep Koamaru. Deep Lemon. Deep Lilac. Deep Magenta. Deep Maroon. Deep Mauve. M-A-U-V-E. Which is just a purple, I guess. Deep Moss Green. Deep Peach. Deep Pink. Deep Puce. Or Pooch. Puce. It's a P-U-C again. That comes back and I have no idea how to pronounce it. But we continue. Deep Red. Deep Ruby. Deep Saffron. Deep Sky Blue. Deep Space Sparkle. Now, this Space Sparkle color is not as sparkly as I would imagine, being Deep Space Sparkle. It's like a, like, again, as if someone took a shade of blue and they just kind of like threw a little bit of dirt on it, so it's just kind of dark, it's a little muddy. Not nearly as lively as I would have imagined. But, we continue. Deep Spring Bud. Deep Taupe, T-A-U-P-E. Deep Tuscan Red. Deep Violet. Deer. Accurate. Denim. Denim Blue. Desaturated Cyan. Or Cyan. Desert. Desert Sand. Desire. Which is a red color. I guess that's the shade of red of desire. Diamond. Dim Gray. Dingy Dungeon. Which I would imagine is a darker, you know, like a black or a brown, a nasty color. And it's just kind of like a pleasant red. Dirt. Dirty Brown. It doesn't look that dirty. Dirty White, which does look dirty. Dodger Blue. Dotty Yellow. Dogwood Rose. Dollar Bill, which is not a shade of a dollar bill in my opinion. Dolphin Gray. Drab, just as drab as you would imagine. Duke Blue. Dust Storm. And the final color from this episode is Dutch White. Dutch White. I put my little Bob Ross spin on it. A little bit of titanium white. Next up is Dutch Oat. So anyway, with that being said, that is the end of Double Rainbow Part 2. If you guys are enjoying the series, keep on letting me know. Or just tell me, listen, this episode wasn't as good as the first one. This is what I prefer. I try to listen to you guys as much as I can and tailor the episodes according to your desires and expectations. So if you have any suggestions or comments, you can always drop a line at hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. And remember, you can help the show in a big way via our Patreon page, as well as by supporting our sponsors and partners of the show. So, with that in mind, thanks again for listening, and take care.
Claim 15% off your purchase of a Gravity Blanket by visiting gravityblankets.com and using code PODCASTPROMO at checkout. That's gravityblankets.com, code PODCASTPROMO at checkout.